16 minutes. 15:49 for the first mile. Yes, and my shins ache. Three good songs, all with very snappy beats, and striding along in time with the music is definitely the way to get a record pace. The fourth one song I rejected was Set Fire to the Rain, which I like a lot, but no, not for walking. Doesn't quite cut it in terms of snappy beats. So, yeah, the last 24 hours I've been talking to Sigler about the book, and I've got clearance to do some things, and I'm looking at some other ideas that I just sent back to him this morning. I'm hoping to get back. He'll get back to me later. But I need more words. I got to get this thing off my desk. So I'm going back. I'm going to grab some breakfast and fire up the word processor. And I hope I'm going to remember to post this, because I tend to get involved and then forget that, oh, yeah, I've got this file in progress that I have to do something to. And usually, and so entirely sends me an email and says, push the button. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Sometimes I haven't even pulled the file out of Dropbox, but quite frequently I get it out of Dropbox and all the pieces that need to go into it get sidetracked and shuffled off. Such is life. So, beyond that, let's see, what else? Oh, Chris Rush has a new business rush out today, talking about the Simon & Schuster battle with Barnes & Noble. And I just caught up with Odin One Eye's review of Sense Memory, the Brian Humphrey book. And I'm seeing a lot of twittering about it, so apparently the word is getting around. As well it should. Odin liked the book. I knew he would. He listened to the podcast from Patio Books. And the he spotted a couple of things that had to do with guns that I didn't notice. Handguns have grips. That's true. And Brian called it a stock. It's not really. It's like long guns have stocks. Machine guns have fold-out stocks sometimes. But yeah, handguns have grips. And he must have changed, because one of the complaints that he had was that Brian used the word clip instead of magazine. And I could have sworn that in the version I read it said magazine. But, yeah, so it goes. So, struggling with this idea of trying to tell an alien story without having it be a guy in a bug suit is, I think I finally, and I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but I think I've got the handle, this idea that being a leader is not, A, it's not voluntary, but B, it's also not something you do as a quith leader lightly. that it carries responsibilities, it carries obligations, and for a young sentient that might cause problems, which seems to be pretty cool and something appropriate to the story. So we'll see how this works out. It's a beautiful day. It's almost, well, it was like 35 when I left the house, maybe 38. And I put on my fleece hood, but it was definitely, after 15-minute first mile, it's definitely overkill. I am sweating like a pig. No, that's not true. I'm not really sweating that much. It's more like I'm overheated. I'm gonna pull the hood back. Hope it won't make a lot of noise on the microphone, but pull the hood back. Zip the coat. Let some air in. Move along. I got so much I want to do today. This is the last day of school before spring break. Tomorrow kids will be home from school all day. Wife will be home all weekend. We got stuff we have to do before the weekend is out. Younger daughter on Monday is going off to a concert tour with her choir, with the school chorale, band, orchestra. They're going to California, to Anaheim. So she's thoroughly stoked. And no, actually she's not. She really doesn't want to go. She thought she was going to go and meet up with her friends out there, but didn't realize that she's going to be chaperoned, herded all the way, and that having time hours away from the group is not going to happen. And so she tried to get out of the group and couldn't, and that was kind of a problem. So yeah, now she's got to go on a trip that she doesn't really want to go on, and be away from her computer and her network and her support structure and all the rest of that while she goes off to sing with people that she'd rather not be singing. She'd rather be sitting home. Sucks to be her. A family vacation to Southern California at spring break. That was her proposal to me. It's like, no, I don't think so. I've got to get this story done. Sigler is becoming quite rightfully impatient. I've missed the deadlines. Contractually, I'm probably at fault. I don't really want to blow this one. Just because it's Scott. I mean, just because I don't want to blow anyone, but this is... blow any one contract. But this is Scott. This is the guy. Monkpole. And yes, it's just a steel post with a reflector on the middle of the sidewalk. It's nothing fancy. It's not even wood. It's metal. So, yeah, I don't want to let Scott down. I don't want to let Kovacs down. I don't want to let those readers who've been looking forward to this story for over a year. How to make it work? Well, the two key factors. First is I have to actually stop farting around and actually write stuff. That's a big one. I saw a video on productivity. I forget where it was. Which is too bad because I'd like to watch it again, but one of the things that it said was that quite frequently, when overwhelmed, people take on meaningless tasks that simulate doing work. And that's, in many ways, what a lot of people use social media for. And I wonder how much of that behavior I do, meaningless behavior that simulates work, need to do is... What if I can outline? Outline doesn't usually work for me, but in this case where I've got such a prescribed arc that I have to follow, I wonder if it would help. Or do I just dive in and crank a bunch of crap out and hand it over to Scott to say, okay, fix it? Because he and AB could probably take whatever crap I toss over the fence to them, turn it into something useful. They just need me to toss something over the fence to them. Still sucking wind here. Of course, I've slacked off a little bit, but I'm still trucking along because I've got stuff I want to do. I want to get back to the house. It's pulling me inexorably faster and faster. No, let's not get too carried away. I do have the house to myself today for the first and possibly last time. This week. It's not the first time this month, but it is the first time this week. Seems to me I've had somebody home every day, all week long. Perhaps not Monday. And the problem is that I can't just say, okay, the rest of you go to hell today, I'm going to write, because I've got too many chores to do, or we aren't going to eat. I got to go to the grocery store, I got to pick up kids. I can fold that into one outing this afternoon, I hope. I think I've got enough to get me through the day. Certainly have enough coffee. Failing that, I know I've got enough tea. I've still got almost a whole pound of Lapsang Soochong. Half a pound of Golden Monkey and probably two-thirds of a pound of Assam Melody. So I've got tea. Worst case, I'm pretty sure I have coffee too. I always have a spare pound. I buy a pound block and toss it in the back of the pantry, forget it. So that on those days where I go to the coffee maker and open my bean jar and there's nothing in it, and I realize, oh, you were supposed to get coffee yesterday, I can go to the pantry and say, oh, where is my emergency pound? And while it is sometimes perhaps past its peak, it's still, because of the packaging, still fresh enough. And fresh ground works out nicely to make up whatever deficit might have incurred, accrued to the bean. At least enough to get me through the day until I can get to the store and get more coffee. I need my coffee. I need my peanut butter toast. I need my coffee. I want bacon and eggs and home fries and onions. And I'm going to settle for peanut butter toast. Because it's delicious. And nutritious. And doesn't have salt and fat. And it won't take me 45 minutes to cook. Which is what typically way too long takes me to cook bacon and eggs and home fries. And besides which, I don't have any potatoes. I used them all last night. Okay. So, peanut butter toast. I got some Nutella. The kids like the Nutella. I tried it. It's okay. The problem is... It's a little bit chocolatey, but it isn't what I was expecting from hazelnut butter. I don't know if it's the dry milk they put in it, or if it's the cocoa powder, or what. But it's lacking something, and I don't know quite what. Find the peanut butter works just as well, particularly on the wheat bread, the homemade stuff. My, it's yummy. So Game of Thrones is also on a HBO preview this week on demand from my local cable company. And my wife has been watching Game of Thrones. I've caught bits and pieces of it here and there. It looks very good. But she keeps talking about the sets as being recycled from other medieval dramas that she's seen. There's a couple of streets that she recognized from another show. Which is a bit distracting. The gratuitous boobage is always interesting. She finds it amusing. And, I don't know, is it gratuitous? I don't know. There's an awful lot of it in the book. So to call it gratuitous is to criticize the book. The book was actually pretty good. I liked the book. I like the book a lot, actually. I don't like the long gaps between. And while I can certainly sympathize with George Martin, having been so long between books myself, I published one in 6 months. I also, as a reader, it's like, nah, I'm not gonna. I'll read it. I'll get them all when they're done. Read them all, stop to back, front to back, beginning to end. Whatever it is I'm trying to say. I'm kind of punchy right now, I'm not quite sure why. So off we go, we're almost done. I should be hearing from Endomondo any minute now about 2.0 miles, 3318. 1727 for the second mile. So yeah, I let off a little bit, but 17:15, 33 minutes for what used to be a 40-minute walk. Not bad, not bad at all. I'm pleased. I'm not pleased with the trash people. It's supposed to be recycle day. I haven't picked up my recyclables, but probably they won't. Oh well. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.